If somebody's out there buying a CTS or an XLR or an SRX or an Escalade or the DeVille or the new, what's that new DTS? We do not want to take them away from that sale. So here's the deal. Here is what's going on at Bomarito Cadillac. They have a new shipment, in fact, several new shipments, of the latest and the greatest 06 Cadillacs. Now, I would imagine, because since last week, I can't imagine they sold every single 05. So they still have a few 05s. And I mentioned this before. There are people that I know who never buy a new model year car, but they always buy a brand new car. They'll buy a brand new car every 3 or 4 years, but they buy the end of the model year brand new. In this case, they buy an 05. Save a lot of money. It's still brand new, still has the warranty, and you're still in a Cadillac. If you're one of those people, or you want the new 06 and you can't wait to be the first one you know to have it, this is the place. Bomarito Cadillac. This really is where price sells Cadillacs. They're in St. Peter's, Interstate 70, Cave Springs. Bomarito, where price sells Cadillacs.
American Family followed us everywhere.
Wherever they moved, Brad and Kim Tyler liked the security of having American Family Auto Insurance.
When we were in all these different cities, American Family was definitely covering us.
From state to state, they were a simple phone call away. And I mean, a simple phone call, that was all we needed.
All I had to do was call my agents, and immediately they follow up on it, and it's just worry-free.
They're very responsive.
The Tylers like the service they receive from their American Family agent.
She's personable.
Very personable.
Very personable. Very friendly.
We are friends. We are truly friends with her.
They take care of us. I would recommend American Family in a heartbeat.
Call today for a free, no-obligation auto quote. American Family Insurance. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
Save on both auto and homeowners insurance when you have both with American Family. Find an agent at amfan.com. American Family, all your protection under one roof.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. 10 years ago, I started the Mutual Fund Store in a basement office, and now there are locations from coast to coast. Why did this concept grow so fast? Because it meets a need. Investors need an advisor that will recommend the best funds regardless of the fund family. Investors need to know that we meet personally with fund managers to make sure that their investment philosophy is sound. Investors need to have their funds monitored daily for consistency of performance. Investors need advice that isn't driven by commissions, loads, or marketing incentives. At the Mutual Fund Store, we charge a small fee based on the value of your portfolio, so our success is tied to your success. Every recommendation we make to buy, sell, or hold a fund is determined exclusively by what is best for you. Isn't that what you need? If you have at least $50,000 of investments, call one of my trusted advisors, Kurt, Troy, and John, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Excuse me, can you direct me to the golf section?
You bet, I was just heading there myself.
Hey, aren't you Jay Randolph?
That's me, and here, I'll show you. Are you a golfer?
Yeah, but I'm looking for a gift idea for my dad. He's really into golf these days, and I'm looking for something new.
I've got just the thing. Here, it's the Fairway Guide, and if he loves golf like I do, he'll love this.
The Fairway Guide, huh?
Yeah, it's a CD-ROM for any computer that shows the public courses in the St. Louis area, photos of every hole, tee to green, pro tips, maps, ratings, contact info, over 70 courses.
Wow.
Here's the best part. There's a discount pass card included, which gets you a buy-around, get-around discount at featured courses. And at $39.95, you just can't beat it.
That's the perfect gift. He'll love it. Thanks, Jay.
You bet. Grab one for yourself, too.
Pick up the Fairway Guide at all Borders locations. The Golf Center in Alton and Fairview Heights, Pro Golf of Columbia, Sisters of Mercy Hospital, and Play It Again Sports. Or online at thefairwayguide.com.
Can Bob Schultz warm me up?
You bet he can. Bob Schultz has the area's largest showroom, and it's full of brand new Harleys. You know the name, Bob. Bob Schultz. New Harleys and sexy leather.
I'm feeling good about Bob Schultz.
Bob Schultz Harley-Davidson, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. I-70 and Cave Springs exit in St. Charles. The Harley experts. Visit the world's best motorcycle show held every day at Bob Schultz Motorcycle Supermarket. Bob Schultz, authorized dealer for Harley-Davidson, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, and Sea-Doo. Right now, Bob Schultz has new, hard-to-find Harleys with easy financing. Bob Schultz will put you on a sexy new Harley-Davidson. Then you'll be...
Bob Schultz, you're a hottie.
You know the name. Bob. Bob Schultz, Motorcycle Supermarket. St. Charles, the Harley Experts.
Here to help you however we can.
Premier Service.
Meet your goals, whatever you plan.
Premier People. Premier Service. Premier Bank.
Hi, I'm Rich Hannigan, Banking Center President at Premier Bank. Our Premier People deliver exceptional service, offer competitive rates, and put a full spectrum of banking services to work for you. We invite you to stop in and see us. Our experienced bankers treat you with the highest level of professionalism and go the extra mile to make it more convenient for you to do business with us.
Premier People, Premier Service, Premier Bank.
Call or come by to see me, Rich Hannigan, at the St. Charles Banking Center on Fifth Street. We're here to help you reach your financial goals. Premier Bank in St. Charles and St. Peter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Premier People, Premier Service, Premier Bank.
Hi, I'm Adam Zimmerman of the St. Louis Rams, and I'd like to invite you to celebrate Christmas Eve at Calvary Church. Calvary Church will have special candlelight services at 2, 4, and 6 p.m. Your whole family will enjoy your favorite Christmas carols and a message about the good news of Christ. Calvary Church is 2 miles south of I-70 on Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Merry Christmas to you and yours from your friends at Calvary Church, where friends become family.
.339 at the Big 550. Here's a check on traffic sponsored by McDonald's. Relive all the great Busch Stadium moments in one DVD. The official Busch Stadium tribute DVD produced by the Cardinals on sale for a limited time only at Redbox locations at McDonald's. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley is slowed down due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, no troubles. Westbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall, a slight delay. Westbound 44 between Lindbergh and 270, a slowdown. Southbound 270 between 40 and Doherty Ferry, slow traffic on eastbound 270 at McDonald Boulevard, no troubles. Eastbound 40 between Compton and the Poplar Street Bridge, slow traffic. Eastbound 70 between Salisbury and 6th Street, a slowdown. And northbound 55 starting to line up as you approach Park and the Poplar Street Bridge. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRF.
With all the recent news on prescription pain relievers, you may be asking what's right for you. Talk to your doctor and ask about Advil. The fact is, neither Celebrex nor Vioxx has been proven to be more effective on tough pain than Advil. Advil has been trusted by millions for over 20 years. Ask your doctor if the strong, trusted pain relief of Advil is right for your kind of pain.
Use as directed for occasional pain only. Do not exceed 10 days. Talk to your doctor if pain persists. Brands and trademarks of their respective owners.
Well, it's Christmas time again.
Christmas music like this.
Decorations
by the fire. Celine Dion.
Yeah. Everybody's
I like Tom Petty. I don't like this Christmas song.
All the bells are ringing out.
All right. What do we say? We turn it over to you folks for a few minutes. 314-969-KPRS. Toll free 888-550. KTRS. Off to the phones we go. Here's Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Frank. I am in the PA.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. I have to say, I watched the Letterman show last night and really enjoyed it. And I have to also say that I totally disagree with Karen. I cannot stand Leno. Dave is the person for late night.
I'm with you,
that's
Kevin.
That's why there are two shows.
That's right. That's right. Funny. You know, I have to say, I think Dave was kind of throwing some soft pitches at Oprah, but I don't think it was a big butt-kissing contest, especially in the light that Oprah had lost a lot of weight. But, yeah, see what I did there?
Oh, man.
But, you know, I'm a regular watcher, and I have to say, Dave does a lot of self-deprecating humor.
Oh, yeah.
he's always putting himself down. So last night wasn't anything more than usual.
No, you know what? You're right. And he puts CBS down all the time.
Right.
Which
right.
I'm sure they hate.
Well,
they have to hate that.
Yeah, kind of biting the hand that feeds him, but it's making him money.
He did that at NBC, though, all the time.
If it weren't making him and them money,
that's right.
Put a stop to it.
That's
what amazes me is how Jay Leno gets away with all the vicious McDonald's jokes he does. I mean, you know, the commercials are what keep shows on the air. It stays on the air. And Leno is just, he shows no mercy for McDonald's. And, and if I were the McDonald's people, I'd call NBC and I'd go, hey, you know what? We're not running anything on NBC.
Yeah.
But he seems to just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Get away with it. But it was a good show anyway. And boy, that Oprah. I mean, you got to hand it to some. I mean, good night. She made, and this is all within about 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
She put this $1 billion.
A good story that she told about her coming up through the business. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd also like to say, you know, Dave can be serious when he needs to be. If anybody saw the 9/11 show that he did, and after Johnny Carson died.
And after his heart attack.
Yeah, both of them, you know, he can really, and Oprah even said it last night, after he had his son especially, he's kind of softened and maybe doing things a little bit more introspectively.
And he's actually better at that than Leno.
Leno is,
it's tougher for him to switch gears like that.
Yeah.
Well, and Dave is willing to take Leno on face-to-face any time. I mean, he's several times referred back to that show, and what I've read, Leno just can't understand Letterman at all.
And I don't think Leno ever refers to Letterman.
No.
But Letterman will. Yeah, I think overall, to me, Letterman wins.
Oh, yeah.
He really does. All right. Thank
I'd you. Like to believe that it wasn't all contrived, but, yes, I think they could have taken it another direction and surprised her, but, hard to say.
I got to tell you something. I tried to get a hold of Oprah one time years ago, and I gave up. It didn't take me long to give up. You can't believe how controlled and how controlling she is. I mean, you don't just write and inquire and say, we're interested in having Oprah get on the hook. It's not going to happen. And if it does, you're still going to jump through 1,000 hoops, and it's still never going to happen. I remember what they asked me for. But as soon as they sent me back, told me what they, I just thought, no, this is unbelievable. I'm not doing all this. This is crazy. It's all screened, and I can't believe she just showed up with no idea what they were going to talk about.
Well, yeah, they've got to prepare for it because everybody's got an agenda. But I'd like to believe that Dave could have taken it another direction had he seen fit.
Yeah,
put it that way.
He's very, very bright.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Kevin.
Great show. Have a good day.
Have a good weekend.
Bye bye.
All right. Hello, Gary. How are you?
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I really enjoyed your American Express card caper yesterday. That was when you were talking about that. I thought you were talking about me because I was in the same predicament as you, like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
When I first got that card, I thought I was a
king of the hill.
Oh, and people would say, "Hey, what's that card right there?" Because most people didn't even have credit cards.
No.
Okay, real quick.
Sure.
This is yesterday, after I come home, I check out the mail.
Yeah.
I get a letter here. It says, official state business, vehicle emission test notice.
Mm-hmm.
I open the thing up, and it basically says that your vehicle has passed its emission test by rapid screen.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it. It says, make, Ford, year, 98, Taurus. It has my plate number, the VIN. And I'm thinking, we sold the stinking car in early May. How in the world can it pass? Plus,
now this is the sniffer that passed it.
Yes.
And when was it supposed to have passed?
Well, it doesn't say.
Uh-huh. But obviously, it wouldn't do if it had to pass after May, or you would have just gotten this in the mail because it wouldn't be any good.
Exactly.
There's an expiration.
And furthermore, being a retired police officer, I took the plates off of the car at the time of sale, just like most people should do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the plates sitting out in the garage.
So if anybody says, well, the plates were on another car, and they went back and got old records, that doesn't fly.
Absolutely not.
No.
So just proves a random selection.
You know, it's funny, Gary, I was in the emissions office yesterday because yesterday was the first day that my Yukon was expired. It was good to the end of November, the sticker. So I had to have a new one yesterday morning, and I went in there, and I took my sniffer receipt, and you pay them your money, and they give you the sticker. And he said, well, where's the car? Because he was going to go out and put the sticker on the windshield. I said, well, I don't have it with me. I said, I just want the sticker. And he said, oh, good. It's cold. I didn't want to go outside anyway.
I mean, this is, you know, this is the mentality and the attitude of, yeah, oh, man, they're workaholics.
Right. Well, there's another case in point. Yours is the perfect example of what a joke the sniffer is.
Right.
The car wasn't even on the road. All right, have a great weekend, Gary.
Hey, one last item.
Sure.
About 25 years ago, when I was still a beat policeman down in Laclede's Landing.
When you'd beat people?
Yeah, we used to beat a few of them.
Yeah, well, sure, you got to beat a few of them.
Okay. One of your good friends, and also a good friend of mine, Ned Spurk,
sure,
tried to pass a $50 bill counterfeit.
Oh, yeah.
I took the $50 bill from him. He was kind of puzzled. We looked at it real close. I said, Ned, this is obviously, oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah, this is, you know, it's not the best counterfeit either. Well, do this. Give it back to me, and I'll give it to somebody else, was his exact word.
Ooh. Well, since then, Ned has gotten much more sophisticated counterfeiting equipment.
Yeah, I know. Hundreds now.
He showed us some of his new gear. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a lot better now. Yeah.
Right.
All
okay.
Right. Gary, thank you for the call.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Want to sneak one more in?
Sure.
I think we can. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. I was going to watch Oprah last night, but as I was sitting there talking to my wife, she reminded me when we got married like 25 years ago how that Oprah was breaking ground for Jerry Springer back then.
Right.
Her TV shows used to be just as sick and what she's become now. You just can't buy into that. I mean, I can't do that anymore.
Well, a lot of people do, and a lot of people buy into it and love it, and you have to do when you start out what you have to do to get attention and to get an audience, and that's what Jerry Springer did. I mean, he did, and she did whatever it seemed the people wanted to see.
Or if she even had a choice.
And it gave her, that's how she got her opportunity to do the show she really wanted to do, was to start out.
I used to work for a printing company that started printing her magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about in the meetings when they would have the discussions about how they were going to do in the magazine, that there was a special attendant for her dog, and her dog needed to be fed in this meeting, and they sent this guy out on the streets of New York to find some dog food.
Uh-huh. But see, I don't have a problem with that. It's her money. I mean, it really is. It's her money.
You
know what, Charlie? If you had $1 billion or a couple of $1 billion, and you had a dog you really loved, you're crazy about that dog, you'd send your boy out to get food, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we sit and criticize, but then if any one of us could do it and had the money, who's to tell you what to do with the money you have right now, Charlie, whatever you make? Somebody makes, you know, if you're a hunter, somebody makes you, oh, Charlie, he didn't need a $4,000 shotgun to hunt with. Yeah, you do, if that's what you want. He doesn't need a $25,000 bass boat. You can fish from aluminum boat. Well, it's none of their business what your boat costs. Get whatever you want, what you can afford. And it's kind of the same thing. It's just a different scale that we have a hard time understanding.
And I'm sure that job pays pretty good.
I bet dog food boy's doing okay. So somebody got a job out of it.
Well, and the other comment was, when you were gone, boy, there was a whole new Karen on the air. I never heard her talk so much.
Well, Karen?
I did?
A whole new Karen.
Yeah, it was
Karen.
Like you were interviewing for your own show.
Well, she was. She was just trying to keep her job.
That much, Charlie?
Bale's Playhouse.
No, stop.
We just had some room to fill, I think.
I think we kind of split it up amongst us, you know?
Yeah, there was a lot. We all talked a lot more than you're used to hearing, probably.
I'm glad you were listening.
She was like a dominatrix. She was hot.
Oh, man. Thanks.
Ooh, well, glad to hear that.
Well, she did tie us up. She did tie us up during the break.
Yeah.
That's what you can't see is everybody's in handcuffs.
The mouth
cuff to the microphone.
I told Dan to shut up and go to a break, as I recall.
Charlie, have a good weekend.
Happy holidays.
You too.
You too.
Thanks, Charlie.
And I'll accept that happy holiday thing. You don't have to say Merry Christmas. I say Merry Christmas. All right, time for a quick break. McDonald's break. This DVD... I'm going to have to go get a couple of copies of this. I have two people that I know out of town who would love to see this Busch Stadium DVD, Millions of Cardinals Memories, Busch Stadium, 1966 to 2005.
I got an email from someone that we gave away tickets for that thing, and they took their 90-year-old grandmother and she said that it brought tears to her eyes. She was just, she loved the movie, and they were going to McDonald's together.
Maybe she just had watery eyes. A lot of times older people's eyes just water.
Yeah, it could be.
Could have had nothing to do with it.
It could be.
But I'm sure the movie was the reason. It is available at the Redbox kiosk at McDonald's, and it's just what you think it would be. It's the Busch Stadium memories from Bob Gibson's 3,000th strikeout and Ozzie's Go Crazy Folks home run, Carpenter's Cy Young and Pujols MVP awards, and it's right up to date till the time they started to tear it down. So it covers everything, and it's produced by Major League Baseball. They don't do anything that's not done like Paramount would do it. I mean, you can put their video stuff in a category with MGM as well as the NFL. They do the same thing. It's $17.99 plus tax. It is available through Redbox with a debit or a credit card, and it is only at participating McDonald's while supplies last. You talk about a great stocking stuffer for anybody who's a baseball fan. It's the DVD Memories of Cardinals, Millions of Cardinals Memories, rather, Busch Stadium, 66-05. And if somebody doesn't have a DVD, you know what? You can give them a DVD, too, as a gift, because you can buy those things now all day long for about $39.95. And they're decent DVD players. Okay, also the McRib is back. I don't forget that. It's the pork sandwich with pickles, onions, tangy barbecue sauce. And it's real good with fries and an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. For a limited time, so get it today. McRib and your video from McDonald's.
John Hatley here with a confession. There was a time that moi had an aversion to manual labor. Yes, I admit, the idea of sweat made me a bit squeamish. Those days are in the past, though, my friends. After being introduced to Stag Beer, I now invent ways to maximize the clear, pure, refreshing taste of Stag Beer. No, honey. I'll do the gardening. Hold up, it's my turn to take out the trash. Hey there, neighbor. Need your lawn mowed? No cost. Yes, sir. Working up a thirst is now my hobby, thanks to the Stag. Stag Beer is brewed in the time-honored tradition of great St. Louis beers and is the perfect companion for the St. Louis working man. Blue collar, white collar, no collar. It just doesn't matter. When it's all said and done at the end of the day, Stag Beer is a reward worth waiting for. Always smooth, always crisp, always just right. Dadgum, you gotta love it. Making thirst a pleasure since 1851. Stag Beer, St. Louis.
Tony's mom is a resident of Garden View Care Center. Tony talks about her mother's lifestyle.
Mom has advanced dementia, requires a lot of care. The staff is caring and loving. The activities are geared for the residents that are on that unit. We attended several of those functions, and they're fun. And to see the joy on a resident's face, it really touches your heart because you know that they're being taken care of. Sometimes my life isn't too active. They do more in their life out there than I do in mine.
At Garden View Care Center, we not only provide good care, we make life fun for our residents with dementia and Alzheimer's. Our activity-based dementia care program helps them thrive, stay healthy, and have a good time. Call for a tour or in-home assessment, 636-861-0500. Call Garden View Care Center,
636-861-0500. Well, on the making spirits bright.
Randy T.
Yeah.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
He always looked like he's kind of in pain.
This is the time of year, the Brenda Lee warnings. Well, we have a couple other warnings, too, don't we?
I was trying to stay away from it. I'm trying to avoid it. It's kind of painful to listen to.
Yeah, I know.
It's also the time of year that next week we're going to break out our lyrics. Peon, get some lyrics.
Yes, sir.
The Christmas songs that people sing every year, and every year we prove that nobody knows the words to them. And that always works out pretty well. Here comes Brad. Hello, holy cow. Here, hello, Brad, how are you?
Hello, gang. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Brad.
Frank, the other day you were talking about your mailman, how you didn't know your mailman's name.
I used to in the old days, and I don't anymore.
Well, I have a walking route. I know just about everybody on my route. Let me tell you who one of my customers is.
All right.
Mimi Wolf.
Oh, you're lucky. Did she ever invite you in? Did she ever invite you in and say, come on in and get out of that wet sack?
Yeah. No.
Bring
no.
That sack
you know, I will tell you what she always does, though. When it's like 100 degrees out and you're dripping sweat, you know, and everything like that.
She comes to the door naked?
No, unfortunately, no.
Yeah.
No, they always go, well, is it hot enough for you? No, turn it up a few more degrees so I can sweat some more.
Now, she doesn't say, is it hot enough for you?
No, right? No. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, don't you have any good dirt? I mean, come on, did negligee, has she ever tried to come on in for some breakfast? Nothing?
Well, I got a lady who likes to get her male underwear.
In her underwear? Is this a lady or Mimi?
No,
but she's
Mimi.
80 years old.
80.
Yeah, you got that right.
Hey, now I've only got about a half minute here, but do you get gifts? I bet you do from some of your people.
Never.
Oh,
never.
Come on.
Are you kidding? We give our mailman a present every
year. When I used to know the name of the person who even drove up to our box, I'd leave a little gift in the box. I don't know who this person is now.
We can't accept those. Wink, wink.
Oh, gotcha. Hey, seriously, are you not supposed to accept gifts?
Well, we are not supposed to, no.
I never knew that.
We aren't, but, you know, it's always nice to leave your mailman, you know, some cookies or whatever.
Gift certificate.
Well, there you go.
Because he's kind of like Santa Claus, big old sack. Why not milk and cookies?
Yeah.
You know, kind of the Santa Claus of mail.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right. Hey, have a great weekend there, Brad.
You too.
All right,
take care, all.
Yeah.
Bye,
I am very surprised that more people don't leave the mailman something. I'm going to start doing that again maybe this year. Santa's Magical Kingdom, folks. Mm-hmm. You want to get in the holiday mood? One of the things they have that we noticed this year when we went through a couple nights ago is there's everything's animated in it, and it's lit. It's over 2 million lights, and they have a cardinal, a red cardinal, and he flies from one tree to the other. We tried to get him to put KMOX in the tree he's flying out of and KTRS in the other tree. They're thinking about it.
That would be cool.
I think they're thinking about it. You can save $4 on your admission at Deerberg's. You can take the Santa Express train for $12 per person, or you can take a vehicle full of people. I mean full of grandma, grandpa, all the kids, nephews, nieces, neighbors. Cram them in there. $16 per vehicle. Open 5:30 to 10:30 every single night from now through January 2nd. And yes, that includes Christmas Eve and Christmas every single night. So get the Deerbergs, get a discount, check the website, and get all the information. There's nothing like this in Eureka, santasmagicalkingdom.com. Once again, santasmagicalkingdom.com.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A bloody week for U.S. troops in Iraq. The military says 10 Marines were killed by a homemade bomb yesterday near Fallujah. ABC's Ann Compton says it comes the same week President Bush promised a plan for victory.
President Bush got the news about the Marines the night before it became public. His spokesman, Scott McClellan.
Our heart and prayers go out to the families. Their loved ones paid the ultimate sacrifice for an important cause, and we are forever grateful for their service and sacrifice.
The president has said there would be tough days ahead in Iraq. This is one of them. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Al Jazeera broadcasting another videotape today. Apparently those four Christian peace activists who were kidnapped recently in Iraq, the kidnappers say they will kill them next week unless the U.S. releases prisoners in Iraqi detention centers. Republican John Warner, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, saying paying Iraqi journalists for positive stories about the war sends a mixed message.
Disinformation that's going out in that country is really affecting the effectiveness of what we're achieving and what our troops are fighting and dying for and being wounded. And as a consequence, we have no recourse but to try and get the truth and the facts out.
Now, a PR firm called the Lincoln Group has issued a statement saying it has worked with Iraqi media to promote truthful reporting across Iraq. Courthouses across Connecticut were evacuated today after an unspecified threat came to the governor's office. ABC's Daria Albinger is in New Haven.
Sherry, the call came in mid-morning to a constituent line in Governor Jody Rell's office. The caller said a bomb was planted in at least one of the state's 45 courthouses and that it would go off by 2 p.m. The courthouses were evacuated. A sweep of each one of the buildings has found no explosives. Sherry?
For the first time since 9/11, you'll be able to bring scissors and other sharp objects on board planes. Transportation Security Administration easing up the rules, it says, to concentrate on other potential threats like explosives. You're listening to ABC News.
I'm concerned about my son Jesse's height. He's small for a 15-year-old.
Have you tried Height Max?
What's that?
Height Max is a new height-enhancing supplement that helps 12 to 25-year-olds maximize their growth potential. It's a patented blend of vitamins, herbs, and amino acids, and you don't need a prescription.
How do I order Height Max?
Call them direct at 1-877-GROW-TALL. There is a 30-day risk-free offer going on now.
Ah, that's easy. 1-877-GROW-TALL.
Or buy it on the web at heightmax.com.
Order today and grow taller with Height Max. Height Max is a subsidiary of Sunny Health Nutrition Technology.
This December on Sci-Fi Channel, a mystery will be revealed.
How much do you know about the Bermuda Triangle?
A power unleashed.
Did you see that?
We're in a war with the forces of nature herself.
You really need to listen to us.
This could be the answer to everything we've been experiencing, all of it.
You're about to end everything. We got to stop this.
From the filmmakers of Independence Day and X-Men, Bryan Singer and Dean Devlin's The Triangle, a Sci-Fi Channel miniseries event, premieres Monday, December 5th at 9, 8 Central.
At 4:03, I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A Highland woman has been charged with reckless homicide after an early morning deadly accident on Illinois Route 4 in Lower Marine Road. Madison County prosecutors have also charged 21-year-old Tiffany Smiley with aggravated driving while under the influence. Prosecutors tell us Smiley ran a stop sign at about 3 a.m. and struck a tractor-trailer. 19-year-old Travis Stewart of Collinsville was killed. Smiley and a second passenger, identified as 21-year-old Jared White of Troy, remain hospitalized this afternoon. Success is breeding more success. Those are the words of St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay, who announced today that the city's population has increased for the second straight year.
This is Steve Klotz at St. Louis City Hall. The official 2004 population count is 350,705. The Census Bureau had said the city lost 5,000 residents, but the city objected because the Census Bureau used a formula for counties instead of a formula for cities.
We've already doubled last year's residential construction, so we think that the city is continuing to grow this year.
Mayor says they want to bring in 20,000 new residents in the next 4 years. Slay says it's impossible to overcome 50 years of decline in a short amount of time. With progress every year, it should continue to improve.
It is subject to change. That is the reaction of the Hazelwood mayor, T.R. Carr, to the Wall Street Journal report that Ford plans to close its Hazelwood assembly plant. That plant has often been mentioned as a candidate for closure, and the mayor says this news is no different.
We've known back in 2002 that this plant was subject to closure, but we were successful in 2003 in securing life through 2007. I believe that with the right kind of business plan, we can secure a longer-term future for this plant.
Ford would only say an announcement will be made in January, and Carr says unless he hears directly from the automaker, he considers talk of shutting down Hazelwood speculation. WardsAuto.com senior editor Eric Main says the writing has been on the wall for the Hazelwood plant since 2001.
The legs have just gone out from under the midsize SUV market, and that affects Explorer, which is what Hazelwood builds.
Explorer, Mercury Mountaineer, and Lincoln Aviator SUVs are made there. Missouri Governor Matt Blunt's spokesman Spence Jackson telling KTRS News that state officials are committed to keeping the plant open. MoDOT getting a lot of feedback today on that survey, which says 60% of motorists who travel Highway 40 in St. Louis oppose shutting it down. The survey also found that 48% favor closing lanes, ramps, or interchanges during the rebuilding.
What I'm getting is about 50-50. Half the people are saying, no way, don't close it. And half the people are saying, you know what, it's going to be painful no matter what you do. If you can make it go even faster, I would support closing it.
MoDOT spokeswoman Linda Wilson tells KTRS News the public wants the department to find a balance between getting the project done as quickly as possible while minimizing its impact to the public. The rebuilding project from 270 to Kings Highway expected to begin in 2007. Simmons Cooper Market report the Dow ends the day down 35, NASDAQ up 6, and the S&P up a fraction. Stock report is sponsored by John Simmons and Jeff Cooper. They're with the law firm Simmons Cooper LLC. Go to SimmonsCooper.com. Weather Plus forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with a low down to 30, and tomorrow a chance of mixed precipitation, mostly light rain with a high of 38. 33 degrees at 4:06. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
Here's a check on traffic for you, sponsored by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. They're the place to go for unique and stylish accessories, and no interest and no payments until 2007. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Kirkwood, South County, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, slow traffic. On westbound 40 between 270 and Mason, another slowdown. On the eastbound side of 40 between 170 and Laclede Station, traffic running heavy. Westbound 70 between 370 and Mid Rivers Mall, a slight delay there. Westbound 44, Lindbergh through 270, slow traffic in the right lane. Eastbound 44 at 270, traffic congestion's cleared out. Southbound 270 between Ladue and Doherty Ferry, a slowdown. Eastbound 270 at McDonald Boulevard, it's a good run so far, all the way out to the Innerbelt. Eastbound 40 at 14th Street Road construction, the right lane closed and traffic stacked up to Jefferson. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550 KTRS.
Announcing the Subaru All-Wheel Deal. Because a great deal alone can't help get you through rough weather. But the Subaru Outback and Forester with $1,000 customer cash and road-gripping all-wheel drive can. A great deal alone can't help keep you safe. But the Subaru Outback and Forester with the highest government crash test ratings can. A great deal alone can't get you great gas mileage. But the Subaru Outback and Forester with 28 miles per gallon highway can. Hurry in for the Subaru Outback or Forester with $1,000 customer cash or low-rate APR financing. Now even your money has more traction. Visit Subaru.com to find your local dealer. But hurry, the all-wheel deal ends soon.
Take delivery by 1306. Cashback offer cannot be combined with any other incentives. Financing for well-qualified applicants. Length of contract is limited. See participating dealer for details. Government star ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration New Car Assessment Program. 06 EPA estimates, 23 City 28 Highway for Forester 2.5X and 22 City 28 Highway for Outback 2.5i. Actual mileage may vary.
Rediscover the true spirit of Christmas. See the national touring production of Charles Dickens' holiday classic, A Christmas Carol. The timeless Dickens tale comes to life as a treasured holiday experience. December 16th through 19th at the Fox Theater. Join literature's best-known curmudgeon, Ebenezer Scrooge, on his unforgettable journey to discover the true meaning of Christmas. The Los Angeles Times says this production makes you feel like you're seeing and hearing the story for the first time. Bring the entire family for an entire evening packed with old-fashioned holiday fun. December 16th through 19th, live on stage at the Fox Theater. The national touring presentation of A Christmas Carol. Reserved seats are on sale now at the Fox box office and Metroplex. Charge by phone at 314-534-1111 and online at Metroplex.com. Celebrate the season with A Christmas Carol.
The holidays are closer than you think, so don't miss the Joseph A. Bank Holiday Sale. Select signature suits, regularly $6.95, just $3.99.99. A huge selection of executive suits and business express suit separates, regularly $4.95, now $1.88. Even $595 cashmere blazers, just $2.99.99. And executive wool blazers, $169. How about $200 off every leather jacket? Plus silk mock neck and polo sweaters, regularly $79.50, now $29.99. The Joseph A. Bank Holiday Sale. Suits $188, blazers $169, even silk sweaters $29.99. Now through Sunday.
Two area locations in St. Louis. North Lindbergh, just north of Ladue Road and Creve Coeur, and Chesterfield Mall on the lower level.
Holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Tickets. They're affordable, one size fits all, and sure to please everyone. Seven holiday tickets in all. $75 million in total available cash prizes. Holidays from the Illinois Lottery. Have fun. Play responsibly. See retailer for details.
Bomarito Cadillac is offering the all-new 2006 CTS for just $288 per month.
Bomarito Cadillac at Cave Springs and Highway 70 in St. Peter's, where Price sells Cadillacs.
Coming in the spring of 2006,
let's go.
LaRusse's Boys of Summer have a new home. The Big 550 is the Redbird Station. KTRS, St. Louis.
You know, it's cold. It's no big deal to people who are real outdoors people. They go out and, in fact, I have a motto. If they're rain or sleet, or, that's the post office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same thing. Here's a man who loves to go outdoors no matter what the weather. Ladies and gentlemen, outdoors, Ned Spurk.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, oh, Ned.
Hey, how are you
doing? Going great. How are you?
Hey, it's a little cold for me, too. I mean, man.
Yeah, but you know what? I know you. You crappie fish in January.
I absolutely do. As a matter of fact, sometimes we get out there in the boat and we break holes in the ice. We just run the boat around and make holes in the ice and we fish right through the right in the ice hole.
Boy, some more. Oh, I see what you're doing. Some more of that good crappie should be good right now.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess we won't see that for a while.
Oh, I don't know. I think we could work something out here.
So what's going on outdoors?
Well, I've got 10 items here on a list that I compiled that I think would be 10 real good Christmas gifts for your outdoor person that you like.
Hey, this is good.
What do you think of this?
Mm-hmm.
This
is good.
Now, one of the number one item, which I think is the coolest thing.
Can we each take one guess
as
to what we think might be one item on the list?
For sure. Absolutely.
I'm going to go with binoculars. Is that on there?
It is.
Yeah!
Yeah! Absolutely.
Anybody else?
A rod and reel.
No. I don't know.
Idiot.
Wow.
Anybody else?
One of those ear flap hats. One of those furry.
Idiot.
No.
Idiot.
No? Not Karen? The ear flap hat.
Karen.
I'm
going to
say hiking or trekking poles.
Idiot.
Poles?
Poles?
Idiot.
Yeah.
No, no hiking or trekking.
I'm the only one.
How about long underwear?
No. They might have those warm-up things that you put little batteries in. What are the 10?
Number one, Hummingbird makes a new, this is the coolest thing, it's a remote fish finder. You take a floating transducer and you cast it into the lake and you can move it around, and if you're fishing from the bank, the remote sensor shows you right there, right next to you as you're sitting there on the dock.
So your screen is
right next to you, and then the floating transducer, you can see where the fish are grouped up out there.
That's cheating.
Huh?
I think that's cheating.
You know what? I don't like fishing like that.
I've said that before.
First of all, it requires too much stuff to take, and then you get batteries. And I just like the tackle box and the rod and reel. But this thing transmits the image. For those who don't know what a transducer is, it literally looks down into the water.
Absolutely.
And it takes a picture under what's a sonar thing.
Yeah, it's up to 100 feet deep. And, I mean, if you've got a school of fish in a particular area, you can tell where they are.
Here's my problem with this. You cast it out.
Yes.
Right? One, your line breaks. Now you've lost your transducer.
Oh, that is a problem.
Or two, you cast it out and there's no fish there. Now what do? Drag it all around and recast it till you find some fish?
Yeah, it's a very simple floating thing. It's not like, this is a big pain, I got to cast it. I mean, you cast it over there, and you think, there's...
So you have to have a separate rod to cast the transducer?
You bring a separate rod to cast the transducer.
Well, you know what, for a real fisherman...
For a guy who is a diehard...
He's a cheater.
Bank fisherman cheater.
No, a cheater uses dynamite.
Yeah, exactly.
See, but that'd be like taking some kind of heat-sensitive equipment out to find a covey of quail in underbrush.
That's my number two.
Oh, yeah.
Covey of quail.
Hey, how much does this cost?
This thing, what do you think something like that's going to cost?
I'm going to go $399.
$89.
Get out of here.
Oh, that's a big deal, isn't it, for $89?
And then that's your screen and everything?
That's the screen, sits right next to you.
Hey,
yeah,
man, that's not bad.
Not bad. Number two, how about a digital fish scale? Anybody can use one of these. They go up to 30 pounds. I know you've been to Canada, Frank. It'll weigh the fish that you catch up there, too, the northern pike and the lake trout. It goes up to 30 pounds. It's made by Berkeley. There's a couple people that make them, but that item is $26.88, so that's pretty reasonable.
Good affordable stocking stuffer.
You bet. And then the third thing for the fisherman that I think is pretty neat deal is a cordless fillet knife. If you're a crappie fisherman.
Oh, this is a great idea.
Yeah, like I am, and that cord gets in the way. This comes with two battery packs. It's called a Sportsman Cordless Fillet Knife. It's $59.
You know what I hate is when you're filleting and you cut into the core.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good.
This is basically the equivalent of a cordless drill. It's like a Black & Decker. You know, pop a battery in and go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
For for the boater in your life.
Now, let me stop you. People wonder, where do you get all this stuff?
Well, you can get it anywhere. You can get it at any of the sporting goods places, Sports Authority. You can get it at Bass Pro Shop. You can get it at Cabela's, through any of the catalog operations. You can go 1-800-BASS-PRO, and you'll see any of this stuff on there. It's all itemized and categorized.
Actually, you go 1-800 and see it. You're on the phone.
Yeah. No. You can call 1-800-BASS-PRO, and you can talk to the people out there, or you can go at basspro.com and see it online.
I believe he said call
1-800. I did.
Well,
right.
Next.
Mistake there. For the boater in your life, You need a good
boat.
You need a good boat, but you need a good set of two-way radio.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that really comes in handy. You know, when I'm fishing and we've got another buddy in a boat who's over there, you know, you can call over, how's it going over there? Well, we're killing them over here. Great. Okay, we'll come over there. So they're in Motorola or Bell South is a good brand, and they're cheap.
They're real cheap, like $30-$40.
$30-$40, and you can pay $200 for them, but, I mean, they're all the same. They're regulated federally, and, you know, one's not going to have a longer range than the other, but a good set of two-way radios would be a neat deal.
Yeah, the five.
These are great outdoor ideas.
Yeah, the 5 and 7 mile ones are.
Oh, yeah, those are the newest ones now. They used to be 2 and 4 miles. Now they're 5 and 7.
Yeah.
Here's another good one for a boater in your life. They have a handheld. This is a pretty neat thing. Handheld. It's called a Garmin eTrex GPS system.
Okay.
And you can plug all the waypoints into it. If you're a hunter even, and you're out in the woods, and you take this thing with you and plug the waypoints in it, you won't get lost, and you won't get lost in the water, especially if you're in the water up north and there's not a Sitco sign on the water like there is at Lake of the Ozarks, where you've got you know, landmarks and things you can identify. Up there, it's all rocks, and they all look the same.
Right.
So one of these handheld Garmin eTrex GPS things are neat.
What does that cost?
That's $89 to $110.
I'm going to say this is the only thing you've mentioned that I would say be real careful about. Somebody gave me one of these, and I took it back. This particular GPS is, in my opinion, if it's the one I'm thinking of, is a piece of crap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's very hard to program. It's very hard to use, to navigate. And there are a lot of other GPSs out there. I think this is exactly the one
that you got.
That I got. And I took it back, and I got something different from Magellan or somebody. But the idea is good.
It's a great idea.
A GPS is a good idea.
And Garmin's a good brand. I'm surprised.
It's a very good brand. This was garbage. And I called Garmin, and they said, yeah, we got a lot of complaints about this and how hard it is to use. And I think that's the one.
I would call the person who gave it to you and say, don't ever give me a piece of junk again.
Yeah. Oh, he knew I took it back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you bet he did.
Okay, now we're on to the other thing for a guy who's a boating enthusiast, they have about 20 different versions of this out there, and everybody sells one, Dick's Sporting Goods, Sports Authority Bass Pro, a good toolkit for a boat. It's essential to have a good toolkit on your boat, a little vacuum form thing. You open it up, and it's got pliers and hammers, and it's pretty neat deal, and it's a good gift.
You know what amazes me is how inexpensive a set of tools is.
Going
to Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere, and it's got 563-piece a tool set,
$39.95.
It's unbelievable. Everything in the world you want in there.
Cordless drills are sometimes included in some of these tools.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Needle nose pliers, 6 different wrenches, 8,000 sockets. Tools are very reasonable, and a small one on the boat is a good idea.
It's a good idea, and it's a good gift because it's got a high perceived value. Like you say, you can buy one for $39 or $29, and it looks like you're really giving.
What you might want to do is get one from a marine place, because boat tools are different than regular tools, because you're going to want that key thing to unlock, like if you have an inboard outboard, the fuel cap, and you're going to want a wrench big enough to take that nut off that propeller, that outdrive, to take that prop off.
Listen to you.
You get out there and that prop starts spinning because that rubber bushing is worn and you can't get that prop off. You're in big trouble.
Rubber bushing.
I don't like people sometimes know how much I know, but
That's over with now. They know how much you know.
Yeah, they do.
Are boats kind of a combination of standard and metric, like a lot of cars are now?
Most cars?
Most of them are standard.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But, you know, some of the motors are built, most of the motors, especially the outboard motors, are built overseas. So,
right.
So, you know, there's, you know, you need some metric stuff in there, too. But like you say, there's a combination set, you know, for $29. You can get them both, and then you can use it for anything.
This is a great list.
Hunting?
Yes.
Binoculars. Redhead compact binoculars. $59.
You know, another good idea if you're out for a weekend is just a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a good idea.
Take some binoculars to look at.
You can use her for anything as well.
Yeah.
But these are great. I mean, you just put them in the car, and, I mean, if you're driving down the road and you happen to see a deer or something up in the tree, I mean, you can always pull your little binoculars out, take a look. They're really neat for fishing.
Deer up in the tree.
And if the redhead's husband's coming, you can see him.
See him from miles away.
Yeah, how'd the deer get up in the tree?
Yeah.
Who said that?
The other thing that's really a neat gift is either a Gerber or a Leatherman multi-tool.
Yes.
Oh, like a five and
Yeah. They've got pliers, scissors, knife, bottle, and can opener. That's pretty. I watched Leatherman last night when he had Oprah on there.
It's the modern day hunting version of a Swiss Army.
Oh, they're great. They really are. They come in a little sheath and go right on your belt, and they're very convenient. All of the tools on them work really well, especially Gerber. That's the one I've got. It's great.
Now I have a quick binocular tip for people because I own about 5 or 6 pairs of binoculars. I love binoculars. Be careful about the strength of the binoculars. 10 power is a good power.
Yeah.
Most binoculars are 7. 10 will bring in a little closer, but you start getting into 20 power, and if you move at all, it's hard to stay on the object you're trying to see.
Yeah, it looks like one of those bad videos. It was one camera lockdown, horrible.
Yeah,
video.
And you only need the 20 power if you're really out in big game, open country, and you need to see, 2 miles away or something. So 10 power is a good power.
Don't they have binoculars now that you can
zoom?
Actually capture video.
Oh, it takes
digital,
video, yeah.
Digital photograph,
cool.
Photography. Yeah, they take a digital photo through the binocular.
See something you like, you snap the picture. Those are a little bit more money, though.
See, and I don't understand. I think that's one of those things like night vision things that if you get them the first day you have them, and then you realize, how many pictures, binocular pictures do I really need?
No, you're absolutely right.
Good looking next door neighbor.
Well,
that's different.
That's different.
I had those night vision things. I used them one time, like you say, on the next door neighbor. That's it.
No, I almost bought some night vision, and then I thought about it, and I think, I'm going to do this. I'm in the woods. I'll end up, and I'm going to go out here at night. And I'm going to go, whoa, look at there. There's a deer walking through the woods. And it's the same stuff that I see in the day.
Yeah,
it's the same exact stuff. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
Hey, look, a possum. So I didn't buy them.
I got one gift left, and this is simple. Just a gift certificate. Anybody, any hunter out there that you know can always use a new pair of boots. Get them a gift certificate for $25 or $50. They'll put it toward a new pair of boots, and they'll be happy. And that's my top 10 list.
This is a great list. Well done.
Get out there. There's only a few shopping days left. Get out there and get your favorite outdoorsman something off of Ned's list.
Now, and I'm going to mention, too, your sponsor's contract expired. And if anybody wants to jump in there and take a run at sponsoring you, and I think it's a great place to be, they need to get a hold of me, Frank Opinion, at frankopinion.com, and talk about sponsoring Ned Spur.
I'd like to sponsor me, actually.
You would?
Well, that makes it easy.
Yeah.
Sponsor yourself. All right, have a great weekend.
You too. Have a great weekend,
right.
Everybody.
Bye, Ned.
See you, Ned.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Outdoors, Ned Spur. That actually was a good list.
Yeah.
It really was. A lot of good stuff out there. Another thing I'll tell you that I know people who have gotten it and they use it once or twice and they never use it again is for golfers is these thing.
Oh, the finder.
Range.
How far you are. Please, come on. You know, you got to take it out of the bag, take it out of the case. Oh, yeah. I think of 70 yards. No.
And if you're not a good golfer, it doesn't matter because
you've got to be so good that every yard is important. And I know somebody that has an electronic. It's an expensive one. His wife gave it to him. I've seen him use it twice. I mean, and he even admitted. First day he's out there, every hole, hey, 26 yards, And then he just didn't use it again. So some things are, short. The interest you have in them is not a very long-term interest.
I need to take binoculars with me when I golf so I can just see the green. Usually I can't see the green.
No, Dan, you need binoculars to look down at your feet to see the ball when you tee off. You need to have binoculars that's strapped on your head.
See what club you're taking out of the bag.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
But who, you know, the other thing that I think is people get it, they never use telescope. Yeah, it seems like a good idea, but come on.
We have one.
Yeah, and how often do you use it?
Oh, we don't use it that often when there's a like a lunar eclipse.
Yeah, how often is that?
We use that, use it for that. Sometimes we'll look at stars or something when they say Venus is somewhere or Saturn.
But you also like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do. I kind of like that.
Haley's Comet that comes once every year.
I think it's Halley.
Yeah, but it's hard to see.
I think
it's Halley. They changed it to Halley. It used to be Haley.
Right. And there was Hale Bopp, too, right? That was a separate one.
Right. Yeah, now, Hale Bopp's long gone. Hale Bopp won't be back, I don't think.
Cindy Lauper did that.
Yeah, but see, again, you don't go and uncap the lens and use the telescope unless you're in an area in a complex where there's some good-looking bays and windows open.
Well,
now you need a telescope. That's a different deal.
Do they have telescopes that take digital pictures yet?
Oh, probably.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. I would imagine they do. Why not? They got everything else. T.R. Hughes. You know who they are? They're builders. They build houses. They build villas. What's a villa? Villa is it's the best of both worlds. It's for people who don't want a condominium and they don't want a just single-family residence because they don't want the upkeep. They like the maintenance that's provided in a small monthly fee with a condo, but they want privacy. They want a home. You can get single detached villas. They're just like homes. They're just in a community where, you know, you pay a monthly fee and it's very reasonable. And somebody else cuts the grass and take care of staining the deck and shoveling the snow and all that stuff. You don't have to do it. T.R. Hughes is the first builder that I ever really noticed around here really starting to build villas and explain to people what they were, and people realized, hey, that's exactly what we've been looking for. Now, it's December 2nd. I don't know how fast and how good your credit is. If it's good and you can get a title company work fast enough, I think you can probably still get in and close by December 30th on one of these inventory homes at T.R. Hughes. And if you do, you're going to save a lot of money because they were built before the material costs went up, before the hurricane. So check it out. Find out more at trhughes.com. That's an easy one. No excuse not to be able to find that on the web. trhughes.com. You know, one other thing. If you know somebody doesn't have a computer or you don't have one, I think this is about the last year you need to go without a computer. And you can get, somebody was telling me yesterday, in fact, it was Dan, he found a computer, desktop computer, the monitor, the whole deal, as much memory and everything as you'd ever need for $300.
That's the one I got. And a printer.
A printer. Yeah,
with
a printer
and
everything, yeah.
So you hear this website, that website, and you go, well, I'm still not in the computer. And I know these are very few of you, and a lot of you are older. Do it. You won't be sorry.
No.
You won't be sorry. So trhughes.com.
Did you know that a standard open-burning fireplace doesn't save you money on home heating? That's because it's a decorative unit that takes air you pay to heat and sends it right up the chimney. Hi, this is Norman Moss from Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center. If you want to save money and supplement your home heating, consider installing a wood or gas insert into your existing fireplace. You could also consider adding a freestanding wood or gas stove to your home. With Quantifier and Yodel, we can provide you with increased fireplace efficiency, soothing radiant heat, and energy independence. Home heating costs are expected to be on the rise. Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center would like to offer you EPA-certified wood-burning products that burn less wood, produce more heat, and put less emissions into the air. Heating with wood is an American tradition. Le Quadrifier and Yodel demonstrate to you new technologies available today. Oh, by the way, tell them Norm sent you.
Save money and stay warm this winter with Arnold Stove and Fireplace Center, located in Arnold just west of I-55 on 141 and Big Bill Road, or visit their website at arnoldstove.com.
4:31 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Mike Waynes in the Golden Oak Landing Jetcopter 550. I hope it's a good Friday afternoon commute, Mike.
I think it will be. I hope it will be. At least I'll stay positive about it. Westbound 40, we're slowing down from Hampton to Hanley, also from 270 to Mason. Out in St. Charles, westbound 70 is slow from 370 on to Mid Rivers. Westbound 270 between 367 and New Halls Ferry. They had some debris in the roadway, so watch for some restrictions through that area. Eastbound 270 is just slow from Lindbergh through the Interbelt. Downtown Bridges, as we look at them now, eastbound 40 appears to be about Jefferson. Eastbound 70 is slow from Grand to about 6th Street. And northbound 55 is slow to Park in the right lane as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Ashley Furniture Home Stores is the place to go for unique and stylish accessories. And no interest and no payments till 2007. Ashley Furniture Home Store in Kirkwood, South County, and O'Fallon, Missouri. I'm Mike Waynes and the Golden Elk Landing Jet Shopper on the Big 550 KTRS.
In the Gold Tower in Westport Plaza, one group has banded together. Their mission, to crush high-interest debt and put cash back into the hands of the innocent. They are the guys from Golden Oak Lending. With his wonder pen of approval, President Bob Elman. And wielding the mighty Golden Oak checkbook, trusty sidekick Steve Flower. Back at Golden Oak headquarters, our well-heeled heroes unite to battle a gargantuan credit card bill.
Okay, you're approved.
So, that's it? Kind of a letdown, Bob.
Sorry, but all it takes is a phone call. We save people every day from high-interest debt.
And save them hundreds of dollars every month. If you want to buy a home, consolidate debt, or just get a home equity loan for fast cash, we can save you too.
Just call 567-GOLD. That's 567-GOLD. Or apply at goldenoaklending.com.
Does that mean you're not going to put on the tights?
I don't think so.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Hailstorms, windstorms, electrical storms, some tornadoes. I mean, a lot of responsibility comes with farming.
The three Frank brothers and their sister have a lot invested in their farm. They trust American Family Insurance to protect it.
All of our farm machinery,
swather, baler,
corn cutters, our car.